Hello, I'm Fraser Myers, Deputy Editor of Spiked, and today I'm joined by Spiked's Germany correspondent, Sabina Beplersbahl. Welcome, Sabina.
Hi, Fraser. Thanks for having me.
Sabina, Germany's been struck by yet another tragedy. A car attack in Munich has injured, we believe, at least 30 people. It looks to be an Islamist terror attack. Could you, first of all, just let us know some of the details, what's happened and what has the reaction been on the ground in Germany?
Yeah, it happened late yesterday morning. And what it was the trade union, the service trade union, Verdi, had been calling for a day of action and strike. In fact, I saw them here outside the hospital. So there's hospital workers, media workers, bus drivers in parts too, who were on strike. And there was meant to be a kind of gathering in Munich as part of that action. And people were just sort of walking. There were thousands of people walking towards the central collecting point when they were protected by a police car, which is normal procedure in Germany, following the kind of group of people, when somebody came from behind, the perpetrator in a Mini, overtook the police car and drove into the crowd. And it was the case because there's also kindergarten teachers, families had been joining that protest. It was actually the fact that a lot of children were in the back of that that group of people. So again, we have children who were attacked, mothers and children. I hear that one of the most seriously injured is a mother and her baby boy, who people say are not sure if he'll make it. Yeah, so it's a very, very tragic kind of event. I mean, there's nothing to say except that it's very tragic. But there's one little thing to add, which is that the Verdi trade union is a very kind of the functionaries are very kind of intermingled, very linked to Germany's government structure, very much on the side of Germany's green, red, and also left political parties. A lot of the functionaries are members, and very close to where this terrible event happened yesterday, there were big demonstrations against the far right just a few days earlier on Saturday, with 230,000 people in Munich. And the Verdi trade union was actually one of the organizers, one of the people who had called for that demonstration. I checked their homepage. There was still the call to the demonstration. They're saying, we are against the far right. We are in favor of upholding the firewall. We want to have the AfD banned. We believe that the far right is the biggest danger. So it's a very kind of dark irony in that. Yeah. Because, one of the problems we have here in Germany, it's not your question yet, Fraser, but I'll just say it, is that our government has consistently in the last years insisted, almost stubbornly, and continues to insist that the biggest problem Germany is facing is the far right. And a lot of energy has been spent on that. And even with the terrible terror attacks we've had now in the last year, we've had, you know, at least 12 people killed, hundreds injured in less than a year. Many of them, most of them, Islamist attacks and perpetrated by single individual radicalized people. Even then, you look at the homepage of our interior minister and it still says the biggest threat, the biggest challenge we're facing is the far right. So, you know, that's really in people's heads now. And people are kind of thinking about that, saying there's something very, very weird, something very wrong going on here.
And what do we know about the suspect of this particular attack? He's been named as Farhad N, believed to have extremist links. But what other details can we say at this point?
Well, he came to Germany 8 years ago when he was 16. He's now 24. He was one of these illegal immigrants at the time who came as an underaged immigrant, meaning everybody who was underaged was not deported at all. Most people were not deported anyway. But he had an automatic right to stay. He was in state care, meaning he would have had a carer. He would have been provided with everything he needed. He actually did a training as a job as a security officer, and he was working for a big security company, in retail shops. He was not illegal. He had his asylum pledge had been rejected or was rejected in 2020, but because he'd come here because he had a job as a minor, he was tolerated. He was allowed to stay, so he was legally in Germany. It seems now he was a bodybuilder, so he was kind of making all of these people seem to be quite active on the internet. He is legal. But he was radicalized, as we found out now, so that he's been doing videos, little videos about propagating Islamist ideas and theories. And when he was arrested yesterday, the news said that he'd also been shouting things like Allahu Akbar or some kind of Islamist stuff. So it seems to be clear that that he was radicalized. Interesting thing is that he must have been radicalized in Germany in the last 8 years when he was here. So he didn't come. He's not one of these sleepers, IS sleepers, who's been brought into the country, but he's been radicalized right here.
And this is only a few weeks after, you alluded, there's been a lot of Islamist attacks over the past 10 months, but only a few weeks after the Aschaffenburg attack, where a two-year-old child was killed with an adult. We've had attacks in Mannheim, in Solingen. We've also had attacks like Magdeburg, where it was a refugee, but not an Islamist. Is the situation just the security situation in Germany just out of control? It seems as if these terrible tragedies are happening so regularly now.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the case. The security situation is out of control. Even after Solingen, which was another deadly attack last year in summer, the police said that Germans who want to join public events, festivals, gatherings need to think twice because they could not guarantee their security, their safety, which is a terrible kind of thing to say for the police. We now have carnival season, which is very, very important for people in southern Germany and mid Germany. A very long tradition. People always enjoy this time. It's always a lot of fun. And there are now talks about whether these parades as part of Carnival need to be cancelled. So it has a massive effect. Again, you know, talking about the government concentrating on the far right, there is another kind of very dark irony to this. So our interior minister, who's actually absolutely failed, invented a new kind of offence, a far right offence, which she called delegitimizing the state. She says people who delegitimize the state will have to will need to be punished, or will have to know that they can be punished very severely. And yet there's surely no greater delegitimization of the state than the kind of inability to guarantee the safety of its citizens. And I think a lot of people are thinking that and feeling that now, and I think people are quite angry. Now, before Christmas, after the Magdeburg attack, there was a sense of shock and almost like sadness. But now I think people are becoming very, very angry and are saying this has to absolutely stop. We cannot get used to this. We don't want this to become the new normal. And it seems to have become the new normal, which is completely and utterly unacceptable.
And of course, there is snap federal elections in Germany next week. A lot of people will be thinking, well, how does this play into the hands of the populists, the AfD? They seem to have made migration and these kinds of terror attacks a big issue. Do you think it will play into the election at all?
Yeah, I think it will. And in some ways, we can be glad there will be elections, because people need to be able to voice and channel their anger somehow. The funny thing about these elections is, if the surveys are right, is that never before have so many people been so undecided. So the surveys are saying there's still about a third of the people who don't know who to vote for. That was before yesterday. And I think these people are really going to go for parties which promise them stricter migration controls or stricter, better security situation. That'll be the Conservatives. Although a lot of people are kind of doubtful whether they really will manage, because we shouldn't forget that before we had the current government coalition, the Conservatives were in government. A lot of the problems we have now go back to the time of Angela Merkel, who was the Conservatives candidate. But there is a new candidate. he'd always with a traditional anti-Merkel strain, so to say, so they might be getting more votes. They might finally come over the kind of 30% thresholds. They're standing at 29% at the moment. But I think it'll also certainly benefit the AfD, because people are saying the only way we can get this, get our ruling elite to take these problems very seriously, is by maintaining the pressure. Funnily enough, just before the attack on Thursday, there'd been these, hoo-ha reports about Germany finally deporting illegal immigrants. And what happened was one of the German states had hired a charter plane, and there were seven people who were deported to Bulgaria, and they were presenting this as a very, very big success, saying this was very hard for us to do. They also announced that they would continue, extend border controls, which they'd started introducing last year in September. But that's not good enough for people anymore. You know, they're saying, is it so difficult for the state to deport seven people in half a year? And then celebrating this, and also showing that they're doing this against their will in a way, constantly always emphasizing that the fight against the far right is the most important thing we should all be concentrating on. You know, all of that together is going to benefit, I'm sure, the populist AfD.